This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
News on 98Q Country is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet,
your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependability, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
With the incoming cold weather, it's important to remember some frigid cold safety. When temperatures get too low, frostbite can form in just 10 minutes or less on exposed skin. Remember to minimize exposure, which means avoiding exposure during the coldest temperatures and wind chills. Stay dry, as wet clothing causes body heat to be lost faster. Be sure to wear waterproof insulated boots. Stay covered by wearing a hat and gloves. At least half your body heat is lost if your head is not covered. Be sure to dress in layers as well, as trapped air between layers helps to insulate. You can find more tips on the U.S. National Weather Service Duluth, Minnesota Facebook page. The Phillips Area Chamber of Commerce regrets to inform you that the Winterfest ice fishing tournament has been canceled due to an extreme cold warning. All registered fishermen will still be entered to win prizes, and prize winners will be drawn at random from the chamber office. They will be contacting all registered participants directly. You can still register at Ross's Sport Shop if you would like to be entered to win prizes. Remember that 80% of proceeds are given back in cash prizes, and over $1,000 in additional prizes are available. The Shop Local event is still underway. Be sure to visit participating local businesses for your chance to be entered to win a gift basket prize while supporting the local community. And the Phillips Area Chamber of Commerce thanks you very much for your understanding and for helping keep everybody safe and warm this weekend. Once again, the Winterfest Ice Fishing Tournament has been canceled this weekend due to the extreme cold warning. Across rural Wisconsin, residents are traveling farther for care as hospitals close and staffing shortages grow. Lieutenant Governor and Democratic gubernatorial candidate Sarah Rodriguez says rural health care must be a top priority. Isabella Nieto has more.
In an appearance on the WXCO morning show, Rodriguez said decisions made in Washington are putting additional strain on rural hospital systems that already operate on thin margins.
They're having cuts to Medicaid, cuts to Medicare. This is going to hit our rural hospital systems way harder than it's going to hit our suburban and urban hospital systems.
Rodriguez said keeping hospitals open is essential if Wisconsin wants rural areas to grow.
They're going to have housing, they're going to have childcare, and they're going to have a healthcare system that isn't 4 hours away to be able to deliver a baby.
Rodriguez says there's a severe workforce shortage compounding access problems, especially outside urban centers.
We're going to be short about 20,000 nurses in the next 5 or 6 years. I mean, it's that dire of a situation. We're also short of clinicians in our rural spaces, physicians, nurse practitioners, physician assistants.
Rodriguez said as governor, she would focus on incentives to bring healthcare workers to underserved communities.
Whether that is assistance with loan repayment, whether that's assistance with down payment on a home, something that we can financially entice providers to be able to go into places where we have a shortage.
As she travels the state, Rodriguez said concerns about access to care are top of mind statewide.
There is so much more that unites us than divides us in the state of Wisconsin.
I'm Isabella Nieto.
During these winter months, it's important to remember some winter facts for your car before a snowstorm. Be sure to check your battery, as cold weather can weaken your battery. Top off fluids, such as filling up on antifreeze and windshield washer fluid. Don't forget to check that oil as well. Inspect your tires by checking their tread and tire pressure. Pack an emergency kit, which can include blankets, a flashlight, food, and more. And be sure to protect your wipers by lifting them to prevent freezing. Remember, it's up to you to keep up on vehicle maintenance, both for your safety and the safety of those around you. This Saturday, the 24th, at 10:30 a.m., there's a Winterfest Storytime over at the Phillips Public Library. You're invited out for winter-themed stories, hot chocolate, and a fun craft. This is open to all ages, and once again, it's taking place this Saturday at 10:30 a.m. over at the Phillips Public Library. When the snow flies, money flies as snowmobilers arrive. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot breaks it down.
The snow capital of Wisconsin in Iron County, the town of Hurley, is the snowiest place in the state. and averages 200 inches of snowfall a season.
I think today's snow is minuscule even of what I had growing up.
A statement echoed up north as winters are warming rapidly. Zach, a local, says,
snow's been hit or miss. Accumulations that we think that we have nowadays are record-setting, are normal, and that's the sad thing about it all.
The unusual warm spells these days are changing conditions for cold weather sports and tourism.
It's boring. We're fighting for money.
Chelsea, a bartender at the Iron Horse, says she struggled to survive with slow business a couple years ago, when the trails never opened from insufficient snow.
Compared to 2 years ago, I mean, we got snow this year, but we only got like 3 snowstorms.
Bob, a local beer distributor, confirmed sales starkly dropped that year and says things are just different these days.
Pay attention which way the wind is going.
As the lake effect snow machine roars now,
the snow hits, this place comes alive.
Cold snaps create a magical wall of snowfall as the cold air blows across the unfrozen waters of Lake Superior. It rises over the Porcupine Mountains, and it has laid down over 100 inches of snowfall so far this year.
Business is like a tenfold, 10 times of what we get with no snow, that's for sure.
Opening up the trails and ramping up relied on booming business for our Northwoods.
This is a room full of people that I don't know, except for like 3 people. We got people from Alaska that come in, I mean from Iowa, from Chicago, from Montana, everywhere.
Even with the lack of snowstorms these days, just the cold, windy days, and warm waters create a winter wonderland they rely on. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm Austin Brumay, and this has been your state and local news right here on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin men's basketball team trying to make it 5 wins in a row when they face Penn State on the road tonight. The Badgers women's team with a huge upset, beating number 24th ranked Nebraska 63-60 in Madison last night. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Thunder 122-102. Miles Turner, Kevin Porter Jr. out with injuries. How can the Bucks get to 500? Doc Rivers.
You know, listen, it's been that way all year for us. We're not crying about it. We got to keep trying to win games.
Baseball, fans react to Freddie Peralta being traded to the Mets. Brewers manager Pat Murphy telling an audience in Green Bay, trading Peralta would be one of his saddest days. Peralta, after the crew had set a new franchise record of 97 wins for the season.
I think probably that's the best team that we had done. Nobody were expecting this, and our name is going to be somewhere after this season.
The first game of spring training, now just 30 days away, with sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a few light snow showers today with a high in the single digits, and then we are going to drop below zero by late this afternoon. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, down to 25 below zero. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of only 10 to 12 below zero. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm.